Maseches Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zion. The Mishnah has continued discussing the process of giving over the Bikurim in the Beis Hamikdash. Berishayna, originally, Kol Mi Sheyodea Likrois Kairei, anybody who knew how to read would read the passages on their own when they gave the Bikurim. The Kol Mi Sheein Yodea Likrois, and anybody who did not know how to read, Ma'akran Isai, someone would dictate it to him and he would repeat each word after word. However, Nimnu Milahavi, people were refraining from bringing their Bikurim because they were embarrassed that it should be publicly known that they were not able to read. So Hiskinu, they made a takana, Shiyu Makrin, Esmisha Yedea, Esmisha Enyedea, that they would read out to the person bringing the Bikurim whether he knew how to read or whether he did not know how to read, in order not to embarrass the person who did not know how to read. Mishnah Ches. The Pasuk describes that the Bikurim was brought in a basket, and it needed to be brought in a basket. Hashirim mevim bikurim biklasei shel kesef v'shel zahav. The wealthy people would bring their Bikurim in baskets of silver and gold. V'aniim mevim esam b'sali netzarim shel arava klufa. V'aniim, the poor people, would bring their Bikurim in baskets from arava klufa, peeled arava willow branches. They would peel the branches to make them look nicer and weave them together to make baskets. V'asalim b'bikurim nitan l'kayanim, and from the poor people, not only the Bikurim was given, but the baskets also were given over to the Kayanim to keep. And the wealthy people brought their gold and silver baskets home with them. The poor people left their woven baskets with the Kayanim.